you for these this time, and we pray that you will have a good service this morning.
Take your hymnal and turn with me to hymn number 58, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Hymn number 58 as we stand, please.
Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, Joy and to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. Breathe, oh breathe thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit, us find the promised rest. Take away our bid to sinning, Alpha and Omega be, in the faith as its beginning, set our hearts at liberty. Come, Almighty, to deliver, let us all thy grace receive. Suddenly return and never, never more thy temples leave. Thee we would be always blessing, serve thee as thy host among. Prayer and praise thee without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place. Till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and grace.
Our Father, we know that glory and praise and honor are in thy presence, and we pray that thou would help us this hour to give thee the glory and the praise and the honor that is due the living God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now keep your hymnal and turn with me to 120. Rejoice, the Lord is King, 120, as we sing together, please.
Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King adore. Rejoice, give thanks and sing and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say rejoice. Jesus the Savior reigns, the God of truth and love. When he
You will turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 18. The book of Acts, chapter 18. We are reading a portion on the second missionary journey of the Apostle Paul, chapter 18, Acts. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla. And in parentheses, because that Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome and come unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his raiment, said unto them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean from henceforth. I will go unto the Gentiles." And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshiped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. And then spake the Lord to Paul in a night vision, "Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not your peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. May the God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now we come to a moment of prayer, emphasis in which we encourage all of those who are here with some special need to offer prayer to Almighty God. Let us bow together in these moments of meditation. Our Father, bless the needs that have been offered up to Thee, the burdens of the hearts. We ask that You shall receive these and answer. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we may always conduct ourselves in such ways as to follow Thee very close. We pray, O God, that Thou would be our strength, because we are so weak. And help us never to be content with a second-hand faith, And never help us, O God, that we should be guilty of worshiping in words rather than worshiping in the Word. We pray somehow today we might find joy in the study of the Scripture, in the growth that comes to us with the new ideas, with the inspiration that besets us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray, our Father, that you would give us strength today that we might find in our church, in your church, something of imagination to strengthen us, that through the church today of the living God, we might be shocked out of our laziness, and that we might turn to the true source of all power, and we might definitely say in our hearts this morning before this service is over, the Lord's will be done. Comfort those who need the message of peace. Heal those, our Father, who need the touch of God upon some disease or some suffering. And we pray, our Father, that each of those of our members, wherever they are, might know that we pray for them. Now we pray, our Father, in these moments we shall give our hearts to Thee in love, our voices to Thee in praise, that Thou would send Thy Spirit among us and confront us with truth that is able to set us free. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Our offertory hymn is 231, Count Your Blessings, 231, as we stand and as we sing together, please.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Seem heavy, you are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings, money cannot buy your reward in heaven or your hold on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. whether great or small. Do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Our Father, we thank Thee for the tithes and offerings which have been presented today. Though we could bring all of the gold of the hills to Thee, we would consider that not sufficient for all that Thou hast meant to us. Grant us, we pray, special today, some unusual mercy that will help us to know that God does provide and is able to support all of His needs. In His name we bring them. Amen.